time is now 1:23 PM. We're back on record. Detective Miller, please state your ID.
Detective Ryan Miller, ID 7704.
Elliot Bernstein, September 30th, 1963.
Candace Bernstein, 10972.
Okay.
And now that we're on the record, yes. Was there a reason I can't record this meeting? Is there some kind of prohibition against that?
This is an open case. Right. And so I'm the one doing the investigation.
Right.
So it's from my investigative purposes. Right. Your purpose would be, I guess, civilly.
Right.
Correct? There are means for you to get things at a later date once a case is closed.
But is there anything precluding me from...
Policy violation? Yes. You cannot record me.
Okay.
It's illegal.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Period. Okay. And I'm not giving you permission.
Gotcha.
It's nothing personal.
That's all I ask.
I would never give anybody permission.
Ask, just to me. Because you said you use it for your notes. I would love it. I mean,
yeah.
If I could listen to it even with you later.
Because this actually, like you could say, actually you can't. Cops can record people. I could have recorded this and not even told you. Would I do that with a witness or a victim? Well, no, that's just shady. Do I do that with suspects? All day. It's because they're going to tell you things.
And then change their story.
Okay.
And I wasn't.
And I don't do that for purposes for victim or witness. I do it because we're talking about so many things. And what's sticking right now? 25%. Realistically, I will listen to this 2 or 3 times so that I don't miss one thing. Just like watching a movie. You watched it one time, you watched it the next. Oh, man, I didn't remember that. That's comical from the last piece. That's why. You can't record anybody. It is illegal unless they give you their permission. And I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
It would be stupid for me in my case as well.
Okay.
Okay. So here is the document that was given to Christine Yates, correct?
Well, I can't testify for her.
Well, it's the one she gave you.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
The first amended? The one you just showed me on your email.
Yes.
So, it's safe for me to say, she received this from Spalina, I guess. But then she did give you that document.
Correct.
Via email. Okay. And this is the one that people are telling you is altered.
No, Don Tesher's letter says there's 2 First Amendments. One that has the language in there that he didn't know about.
Okay.
And one that didn't have that
language. Okay, I'll let you view this. You can't have a copy.
Okay. Oh, that's the one we don't have.
That's the one we don't have.
Okay, and that's the one that just removes Matthew according to...
No, it's the one that removes Matthew and also changes... That does not change... Ted and Pam's kids
removed,
is predeceased.
Right, just removed. Well, no, the other one.
That one.
Ted's kids and Pam's kids.
Back to life.
Right. This one.
That one
removed,
left it the same, then predeceased.
Both First Amendments instead of a Second Amendment. They're both named, both documents, correct? That one's named First Amendment 2.
One is incorrect and one is legit.
I'm not even going to speculate at what you just said.
Okay. One your mom saw and signed, from what I'm gathering.
Maybe. I don't believe either of those documents, by the way.
But let's...
Can we look at the originals? Would be better.
I have the original.
You have
I have
signature?
The original.
Okay. Can I see that one?
No. This is a copy. Of the original.
Fine.
I made the copy.
Okay.
Because you're not working the criminal case.
It's,
okay. Just can't happen.
Okay.
We don't give out evidence.
Okay.
Especially the way I obtained this.
I trust you.
Okay.
You made a copy of
it. I made the photocopy. This is the original. I saw the light blue ink.
Okay.
I pulled it out of the file myself.
How did you get that?
It was given to me by the attorney.
So you can't get the originals.
I can, but here's the means that I got this one. I couldn't have just walked in an attorney's office and grabbed it.
But you can subpoena.
If I had, if I subpoenaed it, I couldn't show it to you.
Okay, but you
and I did not subpoena it.
Okay.
I met with an attorney.
Okay.
He gave it to me and admitted. I'm going to tell you something, but I'm asking you not
to publish it.
To publish it.
Okay, I won't.
Please understand that.
I will not.
Okay?
I do understand your okay. investigation.
No matter what my outcome may or may not be.
Can I talk to other people
no.
about it?
Nope.
Not a lawyer?
No, because you're looking at your civil case. Okay?
Okay.
Not at this time.
Okay.
I have too many other people. When I tell you I've been nonstop with this, I've interviewed... six people so far reference the entirety. Okay?
By the way,
somebody got a conscience and came to me and spilled his beans. Okay?
Are you telling me that?
I'm telling you the truth. Okay? Somebody got a conscience, came to me, and spilled his beans. And honestly, that's what made this transpire. Because otherwise, I couldn't have not have done this without you coming to me and breaking this down more than what you did. Okay? So, there is a God. Somebody came and spilled the beans. Okay? This form is altered. It is a fraud. Okay? This one is legit. Okay?
What we think.
Okay,
I'm going to have to say it's legit. Okay.
The one that removes Matt Logan?
Yeah, from what I understand, your father wanted blood to receive the money. Your mom was fond of Matt, but your father said, I earned this. It's what I understand, okay? We're not going to know the truth. Truth, okay? We're going to have all these little statements. We're going to put them together.
Because it was my understanding that Matt was getting
his
inheritance.
Well,
okay.
The First Amendment, legitimate
okay.
amendment.
They say legitimate, right?
That's why I wanted your letter. That's okay. why I sat and looked at it. That's why I want the email
okay.
of what Christine Yates got delivered to her. Okay?
Have you asked her for that?
I've placed phone calls. She didn't reply. So.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
But see, that's what happens to me in investigations. So I know it's frustrating. No, she's an attorney. That's attorney-client privilege.
Okay.
So that's why I understand where you come up with some of these. I'm not saying that it's not believable, but the law becomes actually more and more restricting for cops every day because of attorneys fighting things, disputing things, okay? Thank God you have civil court.
Okay.
And I know it's frustrating when the detective says, oh, that's civil. Well, it is either because of case law or because it's mere speculation, and your mere speculation is going to go farther. And I'm not saying all of it is, but...
Are they saying my father signed that?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
This is what your mom signed.
And who signed the other one? As my mom. Can I see the other document?
Yeah. There's actually two. Let me see.
It's got to be Tasha.
Well, it wasn't. So.
Okay. Really?
Okay. So, these are the front pages, okay?
Okay.
Except for paragraph two.
Paragraph,
and
right.
I'm not saying it all still makes sense. It's a little odd still. But again, you work with what you're getting.
I got it.
Okay? If you need to work on your car and you only have a certain tool, you're not going to go... Well, you may not be able
I'm
to
I'm doing
buy.
What you're doing. Okay. I got the same stuff. You know, I got to dig and find
yeah.
all this. And
so,
okay.
This one is the fraudulent. Paragraph two was put into the real one. Okay?
Okay. And
the back pages, I'm being told, are legit.
Are identical?
They're not. I'll tell you that right now.
I can see Shirley's signature. Look at that. That's all I need to see. Somebody forged a signature again.
Now, let's not jump to speculation.
Okay, but...
Okay,
that's what we're trying to stop from doing. This is why I just teetered on whether I was going to show you this or not. Because, no offense, but you have a habit of making speculation.
I
understand that.
This is serious stuff people showed me.
But...
Are you aware of all this?
Yes.
Detective?
Yeah. See, there's things that go on behind the scenes, and that I am doing my job, whether you believe it or not.
We don't share anything. We're not an open book. People cannot come in and see our files.
I can't tell you all day what I'm doing. And keep in mind, emails are public. Anybody can come in at any time. And
I'm not public record.
So I'm not going to put things in emails, okay, on cases. Two, I'm not going to tell everybody everything because it's just not healthy for a case. Okay?
I totally get, you know.
So,
Columbo.
Do I still agree with you that the back pages look a little funky? Maybe, maybe not. Okay? But I'm pretty certain nothing's 100%. I'm pretty certain that these were signed by her.
Who?
Your mother.
Both of them?
Yes. But, believing, because there are two originals of this document, believing that she was only taking Matthew Logan out of the equation.
So they slipped it in or something off another document? Or?
Well, you can create documents.
Well, we know
all
that.
Day.
And that's happening in this case.
Okay.
And Kimberly Moran's name's on those documents.
Okay, but we don't jump to a conclusion that just because somebody's name's on here, that they knew about it. Because I can pull this document off, especially since the front page wasn't initialed by your mom. And walk around and attach
anything.
Page one all day. Okay, so can we speculate all day? But I have to.
But you have proof.
No, I have proof that
something
occurred.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. All we have is probable cause, or the state attorney's office will believe it's another matter.
Wow.
Well, potentially probable cause.
Potential probable cause. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I am not. It's obvious that somebody did something wrong. Okay. I know who did this.
You do?
Okay. So.
Who did it?
Well, I'm not going to get into that right now, okay?
Wait, why?
Because I don't want to work off of your theories based on me telling you something at this point.
Okay.
Okay?
Will I know at some point
who
did that?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So.
Holy cow.
What time is it? Okay. So we go back to this. And now it's kind of making sense to you, hopefully, why I'm asking certain questions, okay? And I do understand that you're guarded, that you want to make sure and tell me the right thing, lead me in the right way, but I'll get there, okay?
Wow, you got a card.
I'll get there as long as you tell me the truth. I'm not saying you lied, but tell me your firsthand truth, not your speculation or I think this and this because of this. I get enough truth, it's going to lead me to this.
So I'm good at this.
Or it's going to stop me at some point, okay? But it is what it is, and it's what we've been dealt. Criminally. Civilly, it's a whole other issue. But you have less of a burden of proof, okay? I have a lot greater burden of proof. The percentage difference, percentage difference doesn't look that big,
but
let me tell you. It's huge.
Yeah.
Because I have to sell it to multiple people.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Wow.
Pending.
I'm going to pass out from this.
Okay. Pending.
Boy,
whether
I'm
it's
not playing poker with you ever.
Okay.
So. What an ace.
So let's say we will look into that personal representative thing and all that, okay? But let's say he did sign this.
Okay.
Okay, let's just say that.
Okay.
The question is, did he have a... Now we're dealing with verbal and paper.
Right.
Okay? Paper may say one thing, verbal says another. I don't deal with either one in the aspect of civil. I deal with intense.
Okay.
Intense. Okay. We're going to, even though the understanding may be slightly differently, but we are going to, we do know that the phone call happened in May, right, with Dad. Dad says, whether it be, I'm thinking about doing this or I'm doing this.
No, I'm thinking and you need saying, consent.
No. Follow here.
Well, but just remember, he was asking for me, Lisa, and Jill's consent,
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't given that consent because I didn't get the documents to consent to.
But I am looking at things through, you're looking at Elliot's eyes. I have to look through five, maybe plus Simon, who's deceased and I can't even talk to, eyes. Okay?
Yeah.
So, okay, if I was only going on what Elliot said, Elliot could tell me that Candace came home and told him he was a lying, snaking piece of crap. So he smacked her this way, left, right, punched this and that. That's all I have is one person's view. Or now, and then she can still talk after you got done with her, I have two views. But here, I have five.
Four.
Five.
Who's five?
There's five kids, right?
Five siblings.
Without me, it's four.
No, but I have your view.
Yeah,
I have your view,
oh,
too.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, I have your view too.
Okay.
So that's why I want to meet with each person individually.
Okay.
Get their view and somehow put something together.
Oh, and by the way,
mm-hmm.
my two sisters, Lisa and Jill, and mm-hmm. the whole time I was working on this, you know, it was obvious Ted and Pam were on one side of the equation. But Lisa and Jill were talking to me. I was sending them all the information, Christine's information, what we were gathering, the forgeries, the frauds. And up until the September 13th hearing, they had told me that if it was frauded and forged, their names, they would be furious and report that as a crime.
Okay.
Now, you know.
Well, let's go to...
I'm kind of...
Let's not again speculate because... I think for that form, they didn't quite, I don't want to say care, but I don't think they, we did sign it, so be it, blah, 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 we're in Chicago. And I'm just saying this is what it appears.
Okay.
Their opinion may have changed since I've talked to them recently. Okay? We'll go with that.
Boy, did you tell them about that?
Their opinion may have changed since I've spoken to them recently. Okay? Okay.
Holy cow.
Okay, so, I'll be fine and dandy. Let's say that the documents here are legit.
Right.
We'll just say that they're legit.
Right.
Okay? Maybe they're not. We'll go from there. But. So, side changes. Because I want my grandkids to have, and I'm just saying, maybe, okay? I'm not saying this is how it is. My kids can't get along or whatever the situation is, so I'm just going to give it to the 10 grandkids. Let it be. Fine, Dad. Okay, Dad, whatever. The potential issue is, did he have the right to do that with Shirley's trust?
Is there you asking me?
Well, what's your opinion? I'll ask you your opinion.
Okay. Yes, in the documents, he has the right to only change interest for Elliot, Lisa, and Jill. He can never...
So he can't give it to 10 grandkids?
He can only give it to 6. Which, by the way, if that was really what happened, which I doubt, I'd be the big benefactor of that. Because I have 3 of the 6
so
kids.
So we're under the...
So
we agree.
That's not right.
We agree
okay.
that the documents read that way.
Yeah.
Because Ted and Pam are predeceased. And so are their lineal descendants.
Correct.
Unless we use
magic.
That.
Yep.
Okay?
But
trying to wrap this up a little bit, and we'll have to re-talk because we had other appointments.
Yeah, I'm going to pass out anyway.
Okay, so, but then distributions were made.
Oh, by the way, even with that, that doesn't help.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
Okay.
But again, it comes back to attorneys can argue till they're blue in the face.
Okay,
I got you. Okay, I mean, yes, I see where you're coming from, because the only person that this document ever went to, Kristen Yates. Okay, so I see that.
Is that in the, okay.
Never got filed, no.
Okay.
But the only person, it was passed to Christine Yates to be
made it into the court.
To be true and correct.
And it doesn't have to be, but I don't think part of the court.
Okay, so, but then we know that 7 of 10 received, what, 80?
Yeah.
80,000. Out of Shirley's.
Just off the sale of a condominium, half of the money.
Okay. But we know that 7 of the 10, to include, how many does Ted have?
3.
And how many does Pam have?
1.
Okay, 2 and 1.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to...
Oh, no, 3, 1, 2, and 1. Lisa's 2, Jill's 1.
So Ted has 3.
3, okay.
Ted has 3.
4,
Pam 5, has... 6,
okay, 7. So Ted and Pam's kids got money out of Shirley's trust when the big question is, were they supposed to, were they not? I'll be straight with you. Some of that's not my decision, okay? Now you're talking some civil stuff.
Well, we're also talking conversion, fraud,
okay.
Conspiracy.
I understand,
commingle.
But let's not jump too fast, okay? Sometimes we got to slow down.
We don't disagree.
Take a pause.
We just have to hit A,
okay?
B, C.
Okay.
Okay.
So at the end, I will tell you what my report will say. It will have interviews from numerous persons, or if somebody refused to give me an interview, it will also state that. I am not promising you that at the end I will have some kind of probable cause outcome. I'm telling you at the end, it will at least, you're getting where I've already gained information and things are going to say. You know, whatever benefit that is to you and your family. And I'm not saying that my job is to work solely for you and benefit you, okay? But to get to the best of the truth that I can find.
Yeah.
Because we all play the game where I say a sentence and by the time it gets to the third person, it's messed up. So that's where I'm at, okay? Other than a few of the pieces that we've discussed, are you in any type of disagreement in your understandings? And obviously there's things that you didn't even know until now.
I'm still under the belief that, you know, that...
Other than that there's some big conspiracy of...
at all. It should be me, Lisa, and Jill.
Okay, well, that's... I'll point blank tell you, that's not for me
right.
to figure out, okay?
Unless the documents were forged and fraud.
But again...
That part's for you to figure out.
That part. I am to figure out if somebody put their John Hancock down on something or not, if I can... beyond a reasonable suspicion that they did it. That's my job. My job is not to say, oh, as a legal mind, I think that it should go to them, so I'm going to take it all back and give it to them. Okay? That's what civil courts are for. Okay? So my job is to figure out, did this injure or defraud anybody? Did this get, okay?
I feel pretty injured.
Okay, well, I know you do. But not our. It can't be our pride.
Well, no, $80,000 to
okay.
three. Okay. Well, that's
what three times. But remember this. Remember this. Nobody other than Christine Yates got this form.
Okay.
Okay.
Did she commit the crime?
Huh?
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh,
follow me. Follow me.
Seems pretty honest.
Well, it does, but it doesn't. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Somebody. gave somebody a form that was altered. That is obvious, okay? That's 100%. But if nobody else knew about the form, you knew there was a form there, but you didn't know there was a different form there. Did it? And I'm only saying in one statute. I'm not saying in all, okay? So don't get excited and stuff like that. But who did that form injure and defraud? We'll have to look. We'll have to see. Also, who did the distribution? Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Or my kids on the two.
Maybe.
Right.
Or maybe nobody. I don't know. Your opinion?
Well, if they would have walked off with 80 each.
Okay.
We don't convict.
But
we
have. No, but I'm saying if the documents were frauded that allowed 80
okay.
grand to
but,
get it.
But did the document, were the documents ever utilized to distribute that 80 grand, or did somebody just do it because they think they could?
Well, either way, they were defrauding people.
Well, I see what you're saying. And I'm not dismissing it, okay? Not dismissing it. Obviously, with the certain documents, maybe all of them, I'm not an attorney, people got money that they shouldn't have, okay? We can see that. But what was the reasoning? Was the reasoning because that's what Simon wanted? Or what was the reasoning?
We'll never know that. He's dead.
Well,
so
we'll never know
that. To that question.
We can go to that question. We'll never know that straight from him, but I can get an understanding of it from each person's understanding of the phone conversation.
That's why I asked you to talk to the other witnesses, my dad's best friends, the doctor, people who know that at the time of his death, the last thing he was going to do was give his Pam and Ted anything. He was going to kill them. He thought Ted was about to kill me.
But
runs out to a business, starts up some business.
But unless those people were privy to that conversation where all of you were present on the phone, what happened in the future, we can't go back in time and say,
okay, but
this person had an understanding 3 weeks later of what occurred. How do you prove that?
Well, you can't. So you can't go off their, what they say is intent. Meaning that we have to go with the facts. What his intent was in May might have changed May.
But how do I know what the person's intent was with this form?
Well, you have to ask him.
I did.
What did they say?
Well, that's not, doesn't matter. I'm asking you. How do I know?
I don't know.
What if I was to tell you that his intent was to make Simon's wishes come true?
I'd laugh my ass off.
But what if that's what I was told?
You'd be told anything. Especially when people.
So now I go back to my original
you're right.
point.
We can be told anything.
I can be told
right.
anything. I can be told while I'm standing in front of a gray car. That the car is red.
Okay.
I laughed about the first year in 99. Now I just, okay, that's what you're going to call it. Okay?
Awful strange, by the way,
well,
that all this comes out after my bringing forth.
I'm not saying that you weren't the squeaky wheel. Okay? I'm not saying
well,
that.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm not meaning it in a bad,
does
bad
it,
way.
That was a
but
nice thing
at
to
the,
say.
At the point of that is.
And
is it truly what Simon's intents
no,
were?
I'm sorry?
Is it what Simon's intents were? Isn't it what Shirley's intents were?
Who am I to say that?
Oh, excellent.
Who am I to say that?
That was
well, wait a
Shirley,
minute. We're arguing.
That was her wishes.
Okay,
great.
But now you're right. You have a great civil case.
Yep. No, that also adds to the criminal
great,
aspect.
No, it doesn't.
I think you have a world-class civil case.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But
no,
it doesn't.
Go to the courts.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm not a civil attorney.
But you see where...
You
now you see...
Okay, trying to make fun of you at one point here today
okay.
that concerns her, obviously. And that was a mistake in your
okay.
thing I pointed out. I was not on the call you had with Candace where she called afraid. And I didn't make any statements on
that I don't think I said that she called me stating the following. I'll have to read it.
She says she was scared...
Well,
she called you and told you she was scared, and I made comments. But I
no, I thought
you,
she said she was scared for the safety of her family.
Right.
Is
but
that not what it says?
No, but then it expands that I said things. But
to
I
her.
Wasn't on that call. No, with you.
Oh, that he said, you could say that he was scared.
No.
Was
do you have those statements?
Okay.
Here's the point.
Okay.
It's the extortionary thing going on here with Bernstein Family Realty.
Okay.
And I saw you have that up there. I'd hate to walk out, leaving her scared to death for her life.
Okay, we have to walk out, but all I did was document that somebody called me and that they were afraid for their family's safety.
And not the issue.
Just in retaliation.
Right. But I think you thought I was on the call, and I wasn't, just so you're clear. I mean, we had a long fight.
She called
about
me
this.
Directly.
Right, without
me. Yeah,
because
it gets, I think it gets scary. No offense, these are like high-powered attorneys.
And I don't go around revealing people's things, but I actually think she told me that you were not aware that she was calling.
I'm furious.
But
I mean, I'm not afraid.
Here's
of
the thing
that,
is,
so.
I can't not document things, because what if somebody comes to me later and says, did this phone call happen and you didn't put it down?
Just check the report and make sure you didn't think I was, or make a statement that makes it look like I participated there.
Okay.
And that's all. But I'm Bernstein Family Realty and Extortion. This is very serious.
We're going to pick that back up.
Okay. Tomorrow morning?
No. I have another family dispute, not downplaying it, but I have another. This person stole money from this person. Let me end this. Actually, we are concluding the interview at 1:57.